You know that feeling, right? You're on the fairway, you absolutely flush an iron shot.
Yeah.
It feels pure, it's tracking right at the pin, and then whoosh, a gust of wind just eats it.
Yep. And suddenly you're in the trees three fairways over.
Exactly. You're just wondering why you even bothered getting up in the morning.
Well, it's the great equalizer in golf, isn't it? You can have a perfect swing, but if you can't handle the elements, the course always wins.
Which is why we're doing this deep dive today. We're talking about the knockdown shot.
We are. And we've pulled some really specific insights from the website Golf Day Buddy, all geared specifically for our tricky South African conditions.
And this is something I think a lot of us think we know how to do. I mean, usually by just, you know, putting the ball back in the stance and chopping down on it.
Right, the old chop.
But the guide on Golf Day Buddy actually highlights some real nuance. The mission isn't just hit it hard and low, is it?
No, definitely not. If you just chop at it, you generate way too much backspin.
And the ball just balloons up.
It balloons right up into the wind anyway. The real goal of the knockdown is trajectory control. You're essentially de-lofting the club to keep the ball into the wind.
Which is non-negotiable here. I mean, whether you're dealing with the Cape Doctor down south or those, you know, sudden high-veld thunderstorms in Joburg.
If you don't have this shot in the bag, you're just bleeding strokes.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
And it's not just for the club championship at a place like Rand Park. It's arguably even more useful for those casual Bri-Day games.
You don't want to be the one hunting for your ball in the Finbos while everyone else is cracking a cold one.
Exactly. So let's get into the mechanics of it.
Okay.
The guide suggests a few setup changes.
Mm-hmm.
And the grip caught my attention first. They say grip down, but also grip firm.
Right, a firm grip. Why is that so crucial?
Well, for two reasons. One is just stability through impact. The turf can be unpredictable. But two, and this is key for the coast, the humidity makes your hands slick.
Ah, okay.
If that club twists even a fraction, the wind is just going to magnify that air tenfold.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've got a firm grip. Now, my instinct in the wind is always to widen my stance for balance, but the source actually says the opposite.
This is a really counterintuitive point, but it makes so much sense. They recommend narrowing your stance.
Narrowing it.
Yes. A wide stance encourages a big weight transfer, a big hip turn.
Okay.
By narrowing your feet, you naturally restrict your hip rotation. It forces you to stay centered.
Which forces you into that more compact, punchy motion we're looking for.
Precisely. You want shortened backswing, think maybe three quarters, and an abbreviated follow through. You're not trying to wrap the club around your neck.
It's that sawed off finish you see the pros use.
That's the one. You're punching it forward.
Okay, let's talk equipment. The instinct is to grab a low iron, like a four iron, and just smash it.
Which is a trap. The recommendation from Golf Day Buddy is to take more club than you think and swing smooth.
Ah, so club up.
Yes. If you hit a hard seven iron, you create a lot of spin. But if you hit a smooth five iron, you take the spin off. That's the real secret to piercing the wind.
And speaking of specific conditions, I liked the geographical breakdown here. Using this shot in Johannesburg has a different utility, doesn't it?
It does. It's about visibility.
Yeah.
On those dusty, dry winter days in Joburg, keeping the ball low actually helps you track it in the air.
But then you have to adjust if you're heading to, say, the Drakensberg, the altitude factor.
Right. The ball already flies forever up there. If you thin a knockdown shot at altitude, it's going to run through the green and probably into the next province.
You have to dial in your yardages.
You really do.
The guide also had a specific drill, something from Durban Pros.
The goalpost drill. It's a classic. You set up two alignment sticks in the ground a few yards in front of you, like a narrow gate.
And the goal is just to punch the ball through that gate.
Yep. That forces you to square the club face at impact. If you're even a little open or closed, you're going to hit the sticks.
And in a crosswind, that starting line is everything, right?
It's everything. If you start it slightly offline, the wind just takes it miles away. That drill teaches you to trust your start line.
It's a great tip. So just to recap for the next round, when the wind kicks up, don't fight it.
Don't fight it.
Narrow the stance, grip it firm, shorten that swing, and focus on a low, punchy finish.
And take an F club. Don't be a hero with a pitching wedge.
Sage advice from the Golf Day Buddy archives. You know, we've spent this whole time talking about how this saves your score in a storm.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me think, if this shot offers so much control and accuracy, why are we only using it when it's windy?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, Tiger Woods used to play entire tournaments hitting stingers just for control.
Something to experiment with this weekend, maybe, even on a calm day. Thanks for listening, everyone.
And hit them straight.